temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
All righty, away we go. Hour number two of the radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We should be joined momentarily by Robert Horry, the seven-time NBA champion, as the NBA Finals is set. They will commence coming up on Thursday evening as the Boston Celtics go up against the Dallas Mavericks. And Robert Horry is here courtesy of BetOnline. Check out BetOnline for updated NBA Final Series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props. Robert, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for it. How you been, my man?
Man, I'm blessed, man. You know, I'm getting ready to watch the NBA Finals. NBA basketball is finally back.
Yeah, it's crazy after the long layoff with how quickly the series did go. And we had to wait all this time, and I'm ready for that ball to get thrown up in the air on Thursday evening. Let me start you off with the Mavericks. Before the season, I would not have predicted that they would have been here. Before the NBA postseason, I'm like, all right, they got a great dynamic duo, but I was thinking it was going to be Denver. How about what the Mavericks have accomplished winning the West and getting into the NBA Finals?
You know, let's start with, you know, Cuban, Nico, Mike Finley, all of them doing a great job of, you know, doing a, you know, trade deadline, getting PJ and Gafford. Two pieces that they needed to make solidify that team. You know, you think about it, you got two dynamic guards. You need something else to add to that team. And they was able to add, you know, P.J. Washington, which was a huge, huge steal for them. And he's been, you know, clutch for them.
And then you take a look at Kyrie. That, to me, is the biggest impression of this Mavericks team. Because in Brooklyn and in Boston, Kyrie was a problem. And now it seems like he's fully locked in. And everyone remembers now that Kyrie's back to being a top 10 player in the league when he's fully locked in. How about what Kyrie's been able to do in the last few months?
I think when you look at certain players, you know, Kyrie, you know, when he was in Cleveland, you know, 1 year college, came into this league, you know, a superstar and won a championship quickly. And then he became where he was big head, let's say. And now he's been brought down to earth. Now we can see how great he really is. And I think now he's at a point in his life where he's matured mentally, and he's just happy to be playing this game. Because think about it. You get paid to play basketball, and this is one of the best basketball players you ever see playing a game. And now we're able to see it on display with no issues off the court, on the court, just him and his peers playing great basketball.
I know you went up against Jason Kidd quite a few times. Now he has this team in an NBA Finals. He won a championship with the Mavs as a player. I think the Jason Kidd component of this is also very big, because I don't know how many people know this, but Kyrie grew up as a Nets fan, and Kyrie, his favorite player growing up was Jason Kidd. So I think Kidd's been able to get Kyrie back on track. But how about the job of Jason Kidd so far? Think we have Robert Horry frozen on the Zoom, so hopefully we could reconnect with him. Robert, you got me back?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go. So, you know, let's take him off just the board, guys, and hopefully we can reconnect with him and spend a few more minutes with Robert Horry. I did see earlier today that Shams Charania did post that Kristaps Porzingis is expected to return for game one of the NBA Finals, barring a setback, so good news coming for the Boston Celtics. Hopefully we can continue that conversation with Robert Horry in just a bit, as we're having a little bit of a connection issue. But if they get Kristaps Porzingis back, you know, there's no excuses for the Celtics. There's no excuses anyway. Because what they had to go up against in the first three rounds, they've basically, I don't want to diminish what they did, but they had a bye to the NBA Finals, and they were never tested in the first three rounds. And give them credit for taking advantage of that. But I'm curious to see what happens if they're going to have to sweat in these NBA Finals. And it feels like I know that it may not reflect in the Vegas world, but just by the people I hear talking about it, it feels like a lot of people are on Dallas for this series. I am leaning Boston in this series with the Celtics, and I think they're going to win. I just think it's Tatum and Brown's time. But you look at that duo and that dynamic duo with Luka and Kyrie, it just feels like in the NBA postseason, whenever you identify the team this year, like we identified Denver, right? The defending champs, get them back there. They were going to do it. Then they lose to Minnesota. Then Minnesota becomes the team. And now Dallas becomes the team. And because of Boston, they've been so close but yet so far for all those years, Boston's never going to get praised until they win that championship. So it feels a little bit like Boston's getting disrespected, but I wouldn't fully say that just because we know it's championship or bust for the Boston Celtics. Robert Horry's back with us. He's here courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA final series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props. Robert, right before we got disconnected, we were talking about the importance of Jason Kidd, the coach to this team. Just what's really impressed you being a former player in this league with what Jay Kidd's been able to do with his Maverick squad?
You know, there's so many coaches that are afraid to make moves during a playoff run. You think about how Hardaway has been one of his key players all year, and for him to say, you know what, you don't have it. We'll put Hardy in, and Hardy's been playing fantastic. You know, his ability to adjust and not be afraid to go have his players go to the basket. And I think when you got, like you mentioned, you know, Kyrie grew up a huge Jay Kidd fan, he's going to trust him. He's going to believe in him. And when you got your veteran of the team and he's leading that team and he trusts his coach, everybody's going to follow suit. So I think that's the biggest key for them, you know, the trust factor. And Jay Kidd's been there, won championships in a Dallas uniform. He's able to have their trust and their ability to follow him.
If Luka's able to get four more victories and raise that Larry O'Brien trophy, would you consider him the best player in the NBA, or is it someone else right now?
You know, I look at it totally different. Will he be one of the best offensive players? Yeah. Best player? No, because, you know, Luka ain't going to be stopping nobody defensively or blocking those shots. And I always view players who are able to play it on both ends. That's why I still think is the best player in the league is Giannis, because he plays defense and offense. You know, and we get so caught up in points that these days that we forget that this is not football where you can pull someone off the field and make them play defense and put them back on the field to play offense. So I just think, for me, I look at it in a totally different aspect that you got to play both ends of the court to be the best player in the NBA.
How about Nikola Jokic when you get in that conversation, the three-time MVP? Is it just that you don't think he's as great of a defender as he could be, maybe?
I think that boils down to it, too. Don't get me wrong. Then both those guys make their teams really, really good. But for me, I need someone who's going to play defense and stop. And, if I'm picking a player at his healthiest right now in the league, I'm probably going to pick the Greek Freak, because he's going to give me something on both ends of the floor.
Yeah,
now, we talk about offensively, and I ain't got to worry about the defensive end. You know, I might take Luka.
I'll tell you this, though, Robert Horry. I'm still shocked that Denver isn't here, because they were down 2-0. Everyone, you know, pulled out on them. And then you see that series go in favor of tied up at 2-2. And I'm thinking, okay, Denver's going to find a way, especially when they took that 3-2 lead to get the job done. They lose game 6, that's one thing, but I'm still stunned by how poor of a performance they gave in that game 7 of the second half, the Nuggets.
You know, for me, sometimes it's all about matchups, and you look at the way the Minnesota Timberwolves matched up with them. You know, they had three bigs to compete with the Joker. And now when you go to the next series against the Mavs, your bigs are in the way, because they don't have those type of bigs that can hang with those athletic bigs the Mavs have. So it's all about matchups. And people don't understand that. You think about all the great teams. You think about, let's go about the Spurs. The Spurs used to get beat by the Golden State Warriors and Phoenix Suns all the time because of the matchups. You know, and you think about when I was the Rockets, Seattle Supersonics used to beat us all the time. This is matchups. And certain teams have your number. And let's talk about the Lakers and Denver. The Denver own the Lakers because it's about the matchups. They don't have another big to contend with the Joker. So at the end of the day, it's about matchups. It ain't about what's on the paper. It's about how you match up and you compete against each other.
Talking to Robert Horry, the 7-time NBA champion, how do you view Jason Tatum as a player? Just wondering.
I feel like he's probably one of the most disrespected players in the league. You think about it. You have your Boston Celtics, one of the best records in basketball. You don't get mentioned for MVP. And, you know, because and to me, that's disrespectful. And then they go out and they say, yo, is Jason Tatum's, you know, is his series a bust? No, it's the Celtics series a bust. You forgot. You got a guy that make more money than him and Brown. You got a guy, Harford, who's been there forever. You got Drew Holiday, who's been, you know, a champion. You got White, who's a deep, you know, all-defensive team. It's not basketball. That's the wonderful thing about basketball. It's a team sport, and you got to play it on both ends of the floor. You know, you have players that do shine, but at the end of the day, it's a team effort.
Do you feel like it's Jason Tatum's time? Do you think the Celtics are going to win this series?
I don't think they're going to win this series because I just think, the, you know, when it boils down to matchup, I just think the Mavericks have better bigs, and I think it's going to be, you know, athletic bigs. And you think about Harford, you know, I don't think Porzingis is going to be ready. He's going to be ready, but he's not going to be, you know, mid-season Porzingis. And I think Harford, he just wants to shoot threes now, and I think that's going to kill them at the end of the day.
Yeah, what can we realistically expect from Kristaps Porzingis? As we're talking to Robert Horry, I saw Shams Charania said today that barring a setback, he's going to play game one. He's missed that time. Several weeks, and now you get thrown into the high-pressure situation of the NBA playoffs. What do you expect from a player, and how much is rust really a thing?
I think rust is a big thing, especially when you think about the way the Celtics have been playing with Hoppin. They had a nice little groove. Now they had to readjust because he brings a different aspect to the game than other players do because he's, you know, think about it, he was our first quote-unquote unicorn. And so now you look at this, and is he going to be in shape? Because it's different when you hurt a shoulder or something. You're able to still run and stay and keep in condition. You know, he had an ankle, so it's going to be very interesting to see if he can, you know, have his wind is up, his stamina's going to be up, or his ability to play with the guys who are used to playing without it.
You know, last thing I'll ask you, and you said Jason Tatum's one of the more disrespected players in the NBA. I do agree with you. You do believe the Mavericks are going to win the finals. You know what's going to happen. If that does occur, that the Mavericks win, everyone's going to say the Celtics season is a failure because, hey, let's call for what it is. They were that much better than every team in the East. But then you get to the NBA Finals. This truly feels like a championship or bust team. So what would you say to maybe people that are going to be down on Tatum and down on the Celtics if they end up losing this series?
Hey, let me just say, there's 28 other teams who failed this season. You know, I know for me, I look at if you don't win, you fail. And there's nothing wrong with failure. You learn from your failure. And I think if the Celtics, they do fail again, they're going to get scrutinized a lot. Just because, you know, think about it. They expect Tatum. They expect so much out of Tatum, but he doesn't get recognized for MVP. They expect so much out of Tatum, and you forget there's four other guys on that court with him that need to step up. So for me, it's a failure regardless if whoever loses this series, it's a failure. And that's just how I view it. And people are like, it's not a failure. Yes, it is. If you don't win, you fail. And so you learn from your failures, you move on that and try to improve on that failure.
Why do you think Tatum isn't as respected as maybe you think he should be?
I think because his game is so smooth. It's almost like a Paul George game. When guys do stuff effortless, they feel like they're not playing hard. They feel like it's too easy. And there's so many things that are thrown at them, you know. And he's not a big antics guy. You look at guys over the years, like, you know, who bang on their chest and they be demonstrative with their play. They yell and scream. They get to say, oh, they're a competitor. They got the heart of a champion. Just because it's easy and it's smooth for him doesn't mean he doesn't have the heart of the champion or he's not a competitor. It just looks really good when he does it. And everybody hates a pretty boy.
He is Robert Horry. He's here courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA Final Series and MVP odds along with game by game lines and props. Robert, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Shine those rings for us, all right?
Hi, my bad on the connection, but thank you for having me.
You got it. No worries. There he is, Robert Horry. He probably just couldn't hear us on some of the connection because when you have seven rings, it could be a little bit difficult sometimes to end up here in the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I think he's spot on about Jason Tatum. Like, Jason Tatum, if he doesn't win this championship, it doesn't matter if, let's say, this series goes six games, they lose in six, and he scores 30 points in every game. People are going to crush Tatum because they're going to look at the Tatum-Brown dynamic and they're going to say it doesn't work to win a championship. What I'm not saying that's fair. Like, if Tatum explodes in the series, he shouldn't get ripped for them losing, but that's what it's going to be. Tatum's a top 10 player. Tatum has consistently been in these moments. He is a sensational player, but because he's not the rah-rah demonstrative guy, I feel like it makes him that easy target. And you play in Boston, a lot of people hate the Celtics. Let's just call it what it is, too. And for a while, it was they were there too early, and they overachieved. And then once you overachieve a bunch of times and you don't get the job done, then you're underachieving. But I love that Robert Horry said it, and that's a man of championships with seven of them. You don't win the championship, it's a failure. Now, like, that has a little bit of a loose interpretation. Like, you are a team that had no expectations. You get there, and you have a great run, and then the other team's just better than you. I'm not going to call your season a failure. But there are some teams in sports, and the Celtics are one of them, championship or bust. Like, you look at the NFL, the Ravens and Bills. They are championship or bust now for the foreseeable future because they've been there. You know, the Dodgers this year in baseball, championship or bust. You know, I'll even say it with the Yankees with their hot start. Yankees are now championship or bust. You go through it. Panthers this year in hockey, championship or bust when the season started. And the Celtics have got here. They were able to walk easily to the NBA Finals. Now you have to win these next, four more games. You got to win four more games. The bottom line. Because if I would have told you before the start of the season that it was the Mavericks against the Celtics, you're a Celtics fan, you're signing for that 10 times out of 10. And those games, I know Kyrie tried to downplay everything, and he like kind of apologized about everything that did transpire, and he wasn't at his best the last time he was in Boston. Man, Kyrie walking into Boston with the way that he exited and what he's done since is going to be one wild, wild scene when the NBA Finals do tip off on Thursday. All right, we'll take a break. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come on back, C.J. Stroud gave his top five quarterbacks in the NFL. We will do a little draft. Carlos will get five picks. I'll get five picks. Samter will get five picks. Who are the 15 best quarterbacks entering the NFL for this season? Coming on back.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We continue to react to everything C.J. Stroud has said in the last 24 to 48 hours after going on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast. We led the show with C.J. Stroud saying he would rather have Eli's career than Aaron Rodgers. Later on, we'll get to C.J. Stroud saying Matthew Stafford, if he was drafted by the Green Bay Packers, he would have more than one Super Bowl ring. Now, C.J. Stroud, who gave us his top five list at the Super Bowl, because I said C.J. Stroud's a top five quarterback, and he said he's as good as the fourth best quarterback in football. Several months later, when on this podcast, he was asked about his top five quarterbacks from last season. So the reason why Joe Burrow isn't on this list, which he should be, is because Joe Burrow got hurt last season. So just want to give that disclaimer. But his top five quarterbacks from last season were Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, himself, Josh Allen, and then Dak Prescott. So, Carlos, I'm thinking of a number here. 1, 2, or 3. What is the number?
2.
It is 2. Look at that. So you will have the second pick. That's how we will do that. Samter, I am thinking of a number. it is either one or three. What number is it?
Let's go one.
It is one. All You're number right. one, and it's not the Mike Ditka giving the middle finger, telling that fan he was number one.
I am number one.
So Santer will be number one, and then I will be three. So let's go cue up the music, Carlos Ortiz. Bum, bum, ba-da-bum, bum. Ooh. The Raiders. You taking Derek Carr first, Santer? Ooh, a little draft sound there, too. All righty, Santer. Top 15 quarterbacks entering the NFL this season. You have the first pick.
I'm going to go shocker here. Zach Wilson, number one. No, no, no.
All right, he said Patrick it. He Mahomes. Ran it to the podium. Lock right, Carlos?
In. Lock it in. Patrick Mahomes, the easiest number one overall pick in the history of the sport.
Oh, besides that, Tom Brady. But that's all right. Carlos with a K. What do you got?
I will.
By the way, I don't know why. When I did Carlos's initials, what would you put for Carlos's initials?
KO.
For some reason, I put CK because I doubled up Carlos. Carlos with the C and then Carlos with the K. I don't know why.
Makes little to no sense to me.
No sense at all. Well, but, you know, because, from now on, CK Ortiz over here.
Well, because Carlos's Twitter handle is Carlos with the K, but it's spelled C first, little play there. So maybe that's why. So, anyway, what do you got, Carlos with the K? Or CK, what do you got? I'm going to call him CK.
Well, CKKO, whatever the numbers, letters you want to give me, I will take Josh Allen.
Ooh. So I now get two selections here. I will take Joe Burrow. And I will also take Lamar Jackson. Burrow and Lamar off the board. Back to CK. Or maybe some people know him as Carlos Ortiz.
I almost didn't know who you were talking about first.
You didn't speak.
Here's where I'm going to take C.J. Stroud. He is a top five quarterback.
Yeah, I'm with you. My top five quarterbacks in football. I saw this a bunch this offseason. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, C.J. Stroud in that order. Okay, Samter, Moist Mike, you get two picks.
All right, and just confirming, this is for like this upcoming season, correct?
Or yes, about, okay. This upcoming season, just for the year of 2024, which bleeds into 2025 once the calendar hits January for the playoffs.
All right, well, playoffs? Then I'm taking C.J. Stroud's favorite quarterback, Matthew Stafford.
Ooh.
Taking Mr. Matthew Stafford. And I was thinking Justin Herbert because I love the Jim Harbaugh effect, but I'm going to buy into Mike Tannenbaum. I'm going to go with Jordan Love next. Jordan Love, who is the best quarterback in the NFL the last nine games of the season.
Okay. Samter's going a little hot takey. What do we got, Carlos?
Daniel Jones. No, I'm joking. I'm totally joking.
I'm locking these guys in. You keep on joking. I'm locking them in. Next joke, we lock in.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
A lot of weapons.
You guys are so disrespectful. This is a steal. You guys ever heard of Aaron Rodgers?
Coming off an Achilles with that
at 40 years old, you could have him.
Say it again?
At 40 with that knee, you could have him.
Yeah, I don't care. He's still Aaron bleeping Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers is above average this year, that's still better than a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL.
But not better than the ones that we picked yet.
Yes. For just this upcoming season, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers over Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts, and so would the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. Just for this season. Well, maybe not because Gutekunst and LaFleur. If you let Rodgers coach the team and play quarterback, they'd rather have Rodgers. Just for this year.
You're probably right, but there's so many variables with Rodgers. The risk-reward factor, you're probably right. If he's healthy and everything goes well for Rodgers, he'll have a better year than Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. Probably than C.J. Stroud and Matthew Stafford, too. However, there's so many variables and so many risks with Aaron Rodgers that, you know, it's kind of like he's falling back just because you're not quite sure you want to take that chance yet.
Can we just call a spade a spade? Samter hates Aaron Rodgers,
sure.
And Carlos is a Giants fan. If Aaron Rodgers on the Giants, he'd be like, oh, here comes Rodgers off the injury. Super
no.
Bowl, here we come.
No.
1,000%. You wouldn't know a good
facts.
Quarterback if it hit. Neither of you would know a good quarterback if it hit you in the face these days. Okay? And I'm starting to get into that classification as well with the way that my team's starting in the draft. So I get one more pick here. So far off the board, Samter has Mahomes, Stafford, and Love. CK, Carlos Ortiz, has Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, and Jalen Hurts. I have Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers. The next quarterback I'm going to take, Samter mentioned him, and I'm going to put belief in his head football coach. That is Jim Harbaugh. So I will take.
Wait, you're selecting Jim Harbaugh as your next quarterback? Oh, my God.
Lock it in. I will take Justin Herbert.
Lock it in.
You know what? Mark Chernoff, our old boss. You know what he once told me? When I used to go to Ben Horowitz and James Graceffo in the weekend overnights. Zach, I'm paying you, okay? There's a reason why I don't want to hear the board ops and the producers on the air. You know what? I always thought Mark was crazy. I'm starting to realize that maybe Mark was
right.
Well,
first of all, comparing me to James Graceffo is insulting. Second of all, radio has changed, buddy. Radio has changed. It is a different world.
Samter, there's a reason why I don't want to hear you on the air, okay? You may wear the same purple shirt as me, but that's about the only thing that I enjoy out of you.
This is green. I'm not sure if your eyes need to be checked again.
Well, didn't you one day you wear a purple shirt? And Chernoff was wearing a purple shirt. I remember seeing a picture about this. The two of you, you guys were like dressed up as buddies.
I mean, Mark and I are basically twins, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I go Justin Herbert. Carlos, who do you got?
I can't believe the disrespect and this quarterback dropped on this far. Jared Goff. He just got paid oodles of weapons. I'm going to go Jared Goff here at the 11th spot.
There is still one name that has not been said. Go ahead.
So I got
two
I
names
got,
actually.
I got
that I find
three names. I can't believe dropped this far, and I don't know if I go.
Well, you get two selections. Yes. So you take two out of the three.
Yeah. So you know what? I'm going to go with the proven numbers for this year. I'm going Dak and Tua. I'm going Ooh. Dak and Tua as my next two.
Okay. There is.
We're talking about this year. I'm not talking about future. I'm talking about this year. Dak and Tua.
There's two names. Two names that have not been named yet. Dak was one of them that I was thinking of three. I think there's two names that if they're still available with my last pick, I'm going to be stuck in a little bit of a problem. But, Carlos, who do you got?
At this point, I'd be silly not to take him. He just went to the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, come on home.
Okay. Now, when we get to the last pick here, let's just tell everyone who's still on the board. You have Drake May. You have Deshaun Watson. You have Russell Wilson. You have Trevor Lawrence. Anthony Richardson. Will Levis. Gardner Minshew. Bo Nix. You still have Daniel Jones. Jaden Daniels. J.J. McCarthy. You also still have Baker Mayfield. You still have Derek Carr. Kirk Cousins is still on the list. Bryce Young. And Geno Smith and Kyler Murray. There's one name I did not say. And that name is going to be my pick. Caleb Williams. I am investing in Caleb Williams. Crazy. Shows you how far Trevor Lawrence has fallen off. That we did not put him in the 15 picks. And I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a bounce back season. No Kirk Cousins on this list as well. Coming off the Achilles. And no Kyler Murray too. So here is the final result. Samter, the first pick. He ended up getting Mahomes, Stafford, Love, Dak, and Tua. Carlos with the K. Some reason I call him CK. Josh Allen, CJ Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, and I have Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, and Caleb Williams. That's our draft. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We call that segment the News Brief. But first up, standing by with the latest Infinity Sports Network update, he is the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Let me first tell you, though, the Defensive Player of the Week on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD veterans, and their families. Their members are on the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. You know, Samter, you're a really cruel some of a you-know-what. You really are. Now, Carlos made a funny joke on who we should include. You did not include that person. But it's Florida Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky. After going down 2-1 in the series, he even put versus my Rangers in the read. Bobrovsky won the final three games, saving 69 of 74 shots. Come on, anyone could save those weak shots that the Rangers threw in front of him. During that stretch to lead the Panthers to their second straight Stanley Cup final appearance. Congratulations to Bob.
I thought that was funnier than Carlos's suggestion.
Jerk.
You're just not a nice person.
I enjoyed it.
I did not. I wonder if we're going to get the owner of the Florida Panthers, Vinny Viola, on this week. There's a chance we get him on. I was actually talking with Vinny Viola, who I know well, about 20 minutes after they defeated my Rangers. I sent him a nice congratulatory message. He got back, you know, had a little back and forth. But 20 minutes after they win, we were texting. You would think we'd be able to get him on, but once you got to go through PR, that complicates it. Usually the Panthers' PR is good, so hopefully we can get him on before the Stanley Cup final does commence on Saturday.
With a name like Vinny Viola, I'm surprised he's not part of the Rangers organization.
Well, he grew up as a Rangers fan.
It makes sense.
He grew up as a Ranger fan.
Hey, Vinny!
And then, you know, because he's rich, he was able to buy the Florida Panthers. And he admits it, that his first love is the Rangers. He'll still root for the Rangers, just as long as they're not playing the Florida Panthers, and they don't prevent the Panthers. Like, he was on the air with us last year. His team punched their ticket to the second round. They came back down 3-1 up against Boston. The Rangers had a game 7 that night, which they lost to the Devils. And he goes, I probably shouldn't be saying this as an owner, but I'm rooting for the Rangers tonight. So, you know, congratulations to Vinny. The next few weeks, my life's just going to be absolutely miserable. Duh, terrible. Here is Bijan Robinson on his new role in the Falcons offense. Zach Robinson in as offensive coordinator, with Arthur Smith getting fired and now being the OC of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm going to be more of a runner that does everything else. Like, not as much, but I don't know what the plan is, but like it's like run near first, you know, like I did in college, and then, you know, still having that access to go to receivers, still having the access to do creative things out the backfield. More so like, you know, like how they use Christian down there in San Francisco, like something like that. So that's kind of what like the plan is here.
Well, thank God it's about time. You know, I felt bad for Bijan Robinson. We had him on at the Super Bowl, and I told him straight up to his face, I go, they screwed you last year. You know, all we hear about with running backs is how short of a lifespan they have in the NFL, and they were trying to preserve your carries, and they were trying to make Desmond Ridder the franchise quarterback. All Desmond Ridder needed to be was a game manager. And Arthur Smith was too much of a dummy to not even realize that you run the ball with Bijan, and then put some Tyler Allgeier in there as well. So I'm glad they're going to make him the focal point of the offense, even with getting a much better quarterback now in Kirk Cousins. He mentioned the Christian McCaffrey way. Well, Christian McCaffrey, according to Adam Schefter, has reset the running back market once again. He signed a 2-year extension with the 49ers, averaging $19 million per year. That's what sources say. McCaffrey will receive an additional $8 million over what he was scheduled to make in his first 2 years, while adding $24 million in guarantees. The deal was negotiated and confirmed by WME Football. I'm jealous of Christian McCaffrey. There's two men in this world that I'm really jealous of. For years, I was jealous of Justin Bieber, and I'll just admit, if you hate Justin Bieber and you're a guy, just because you're jealous of him. Christian McCaffrey is right up there. Olivia Culpo, hello! And also, you're an NFL running back, and you have the guns that Christian McCaffrey does have. Talk about biceps, just to be clear. Just want to be clear. You never know. But my oh my, it's a good time to be Christian McCaffrey. Only thing he's missing, Samter, is a Super Bowl. That's the only thing he's missing. So let's go to Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Go Pack Go. He was on 97.3 The Game, Bart Winkler's favorite radio station, talking about an extension for Jordan Love.
We're in those conversations right now, and I think the nice part about this is none of these things are always easy or fast, but both parties want the same thing. You know, we'd like to get this done, you know, before training camp for sure. You know, both parties want to get a contract extension done. I think that stability at that position really allows you to, you know, have some security with the way we build our team. So we're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
I do wonder what the price is going to be for Jordan Love, because he had a very good second half of the season. He's now deemed the guy for the Green Bay Packers. So will that be 50-something million dollars that he's about to get? Or does that mean the Love camp is going to take a lesser number because they're going to get that money now? And if you wait a year, maybe he comes back down to earth, the number won't be as rich. I'll be fascinated to see what the number is. Let's go to Trevor Lawrence on maybe get an extension done with the Jacksonville Jaguars as he goes into year number four.
Yeah, obviously I'm aware of what's going on, but I try to keep my focus on, you know, doing my job out here. You know, I have full belief that'll take care of itself, and that's not something that I need to worry about. You know, that's why I pay people and hire people to do that for me. So that's not my job. But, you know, obviously I know what's going on. I'm aware of the situation. I think that's important too. But, yeah, I try to keep all my focus and energy on being the best player I can be to help us win.
So that's what you hear from Trevor Lawrence, a big year. I would wait until you have to pay him. I would wait another season and see what he does this year. But ultimately, I do think they'll get a deal done. I was not expecting. I'm actually startled by this. Jabari Parker has made the news brief. So Jabari Parker, I was a big fan of his coming out of Duke. And you had that draft where it was Wiggins 1, Jabari Parker 2, Joel Embiid 3. Aaron Gordon ended up going 4. Dante Exum went 5. Marcus Smart 6. Julius Randle 7. And we'll see some other notable players from that draft. Doug McDermott did go 11. Darius Saric went 12. Zach LaVine did go 13th. Nikola Jokic, ever heard of him? He went 41st overall. So you look back at that draft class, it's a shame with all the injuries. What happened to the career of Jabari Parker? Now, Jabari Parker is only 29 years old. He's still playing basketball? He last played with the Celtics. Santer, is that right? He's playing in Spain?
For Barcelona.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Famous for Pau Gasol playing there as well.
I think they're more famous for soccer, but...
Well, FC Barcelona basketball is probably the most recognizable European basketball program that's out there.
So that's where Jabari Parker's playing right now?
Sure is.
Is this... So I see that the slug line is he breaks down crying during an interview after season in Spain. Did they win something or they, like, what happened?
No, he was asked about reflecting on his time in Europe.
Oh, so this is going to be sad.
Well, you'll hear he doesn't really say much. It's mostly the reporter because he's just sobbing. And then he responded back to it, but the clip went viral and people were very upset watching him. Yeah, it was very big.
I'm usually pretty damn good on seeing everything on social media that goes viral. Maybe I was so distracted by the Oilers fan that I didn't see this one. I thought I got flagged on Twitter, by the way, for about 10 hours. Because my tweets weren't showing up. And I tweeted something about Hassan Reddick. And then I didn't see it. So then I tweeted something again. Then that showed up. And then both of them ended up showing up. I did quote tweet the Oilers girl. And then for some reason, my Twitter was all wonky for about 10 hours or so.
Yeah, I mean, and it didn't go like crazy viral. It's 790,000 views.
Oh, okay.
So it's like...
It's not 38 million like no, what the Oilers girl was showing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a basketball player crying. Now, for the record, they both were topless. Jabari Parker sitting there in a towel with no shirt on. Yeah. So it just shows you who wants to see what.
I'm just going to go out on a limb. Jabari Parker without a shirt on does not do 38 million views. The Oilers girl showing her friends, her two large friends, that does 38 million views. Here's Jabari Parker crying.
One thought, one statement about this first year outside United States.
Yeah.
What's wrong, boy? Are you okay? Do you want to stop? Let's talk later.
Oh, my God.
And I trimmed it down. He was basically tearing up and crying for about 30 seconds. I kind of trimmed it up.
Now, I don't know if that's a team report. I don't know how the media works out there, but they said, let's talk later. Like, if that happens in the States, we're saying we're waiting for you to finish sobbing before you give an answer.
Well, I mean,
it's 100% true.
It was uncomfortable for about 35, 40 seconds where he kept just like, dude, are you okay? Are you okay? And then he just like, you know what? Like, we'll come back and we'll talk another time.
This is Jabari Parker. And Carlos said that they just got swept. Here's Jabari Parker and why he broke down crying.
So in the response to the video, me being emotional, basically it was all happiness. It was gratitude for this organization, for giving me an opportunity, for my teammates, for making me happy about this experience. Experience that I've had has been nothing but a dream of mine. And because of this place, I found my love for the game again. And I wasn't sure if I would play basketball again. I found that love again and that passion.
You know, that ties this story up, end up being a, you know, I feel good for Jabari Parker now. That he's been able to find happiness, because when you get picked that high in the draft and it could mentally kill someone, when you have all these injuries, you don't reach your potential, and now to find that in Barcelona, which, let me tell you, if let's just say I had to go around from radio station to radio station and I wasn't able to make it in radio anymore, if they want to send me to Barcelona, oh, that's a good place to live. I love my week that I was able to go to Barcelona.
I've been there 5 times. If I can choose one city outside of the U.S. to live the rest of my life, even in the U.S., Barcelona would be it.
So, real quickly, I'm just going to go around the room. We're going to put you guys all on the spot. And then we'll get back to Nick Sirianni. Based off Jabari Parker, who is the one player to this date that, like, they were a draft bust and it just still kills you? Or, like, you wonder, like, what the heck are they doing right now? Because I didn't think Jabari Parker was still playing basketball. Who's that one draft bust? Go ahead.
The one that really stands out to me, it was injuries, so it's kind of tough with Greg Oden. That's one that really stands out
in
my head.
That was my answer. Yeah. But I'm like, not kidding. Look.
There it is, my man, Greg Oden.
I can't really see it on YouTube, but I just searched Greg Oden because when I heard Jabari Parker, I'm like, where the heck is Greg Oden? I saw like it was a parody TikTok, I guess. This older lady walking up to him was like, did you play basketball here? And he just walked away, and it was just such a sad thing. But the Oden thing absolutely killed me.
There are a couple of Darko Milicic. Oh. You know, he got picked before Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo should have been on the Pistons.
Imagine those Piston teams with Carmelo Anthony. Maybe they win a title still. Maybe they don't. And then Joe Smith. Remember Joe Smith at Maryland? You know, Collegiate Player of the Year. And then he did nothing in the NBA.
Carlos, who's yours?
The first thought that came to my mind, because I don't even remember him playing at all, was Anthony Bennett. Like, what is he doing?
That's the worst first pick overall ever. Him and Kwame Brown are the two worst ever.
Kwame Brown, his social media content these days is something. That's all I'm going to say. If you need, like, about an hour and you need to kill an hour, just search Kwame Brown on YouTube. Just search him on YouTube. There are some fascinating videos. Fascinating. That's all I'll say. If you have small children, don't play them around Kwame Brown because there's an expletive every half second. Finally, here's Nick Sirianni on talking trash for Giant fans and what his trash talk is.
You know, sometimes you see Giants fans around here with the, you know, being so close. And, you know, they give me a good, like, hey, go Giants. And I'd typically let it go. But if the guy gets me good enough, I usually say, you know, got your best player.
Oh. See, he's... Oh, Carlos, your mic is on.
No, it's not. It was off.
Samters was on. He was laughing.
I was laughing, and probably bled over because he was very angry.
I heard bull, and then the mic cut out. Yeah, take it easy there. Sirianni's such a child, but there's nothing the Giants could do about it. The Giants are going to suck this year, Carlos. The Eagles won't.
Saquon will be fantastic for the city of Philadelphia and the Eagles for the 5 games that he plays.
He'll play more than 5 games. You know.
Under 5.5 right now.
Over.
I'll go under.
You know Saquon's going to play a full season this year. He's going to be sensational. And whatever his over is at any time touchdown is, 2 touchdowns when he goes up against the Giants, I'm hammering all that stuff.
I smell show bet.
That's okay. Well, I'll do a bet. I'll win. I don't want to take your money from you, but if you're begging for it to happen, 5.5 games?
We'll work it out.
Oh, now we'll work it out. Cat catch your tongue a little bit? Coming on back, it is the Zach Gelb Show. When we return, LeBron wishes he could still play with Kyrie. Is Kyrie back?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order. Order now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.